Pennsylvania's distressed cities are operating with little room for error. They cannot afford for anything, including grudges and personality conflicts, to delay or derail government initiatives. But Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports the state's Act 47 program for unstable local governments doesn't address how elected officials might get along better.
The whole retrofit of the incinerator.
The sinkholes. I think it was 14th Street.
Antietam Lake.
That's Harrisburg Councilman Ben Allott and resident Sheila Dow Ford, followed by Kevin Murphy, who heads Reading-based Berks County Community Fund. They're talking about what political leaders fight about in their communities. The reasons differ, but bad blood and controversy are practically universal in struggling cities and damaging to their image. Here's Murphy.
I think that the problems these cities face are structural. They have a lot to do with public policy, but it doesn't change the fact there's been a lot of bad behavior within the cities themselves.
Aaron Lloyd is chief of staff for outgoing Reading Mayor Vaughn Spencer.
We spend so much time dealing with keeping the trains running, so to speak, that we don't have the time to stay on top of the relationships.
And lapses in communication are sure to follow. Lloyd says Reading had been borrowing and transferring money back and forth from its water authority for years to balance its bank accounts, at least on paper. The tactic was even part of the city's Act 47 recovery plan, which state officials helped write and by law must approve. So Lloyd was blindsided when Pennsylvania lawmakers banned cities from doing that a couple years ago.
We had no idea that bill was coming. By the time it was passed, there was really nothing we could do, and it immediately pulled several million dollars out of our general fund budget every year.
Murphy says another example of reputation-harming behavior is Reading city officials' habit of suing one another. That erodes the confidence of residents and would-be partners outside the city. Poor performance can cost elected officials their seats. Incumbents have lost the last two mayoral races in Reading and Harrisburg, where one councilman also failed in his reelection bid in this year's primaries. But uncontested races and vacant seats abound elsewhere, and normally fewer than half of registered voters bother with elections in most Pennsylvania cities. Lloyd recalls working the polls at a church in Reading a few years ago.
I didn't know that around the corner of the church was where the entrance for the food pantry was. Probably like 4 out of 5 of the people that would come up were looking for the food pantry, not coming to vote.
He says the experience disturbed him.
Our communities become like so hand to mouth that it won't even engage itself to help direct its own future to get it, you know, back into a more prosperous direction.
Leadership consultant Peter Diamond says accountability is critical.
If organizations haven't built it in or governments, then people can take advantage of it.
Diamond deals mainly in the private sector, but notes overlap with politics and government. He says lackluster leaders in both arenas also often avoid making tough calls. First-term Harrisburg Councilman Ben Allott admits gridlock also results from grudges, some more than a decade old.
Some of my colleagues on council will bring up things that happened 5, 10 years ago that are irrelevant now. Did it matter at the time? Yes. Was it a mistake then? Yes. Are we just doomed to repeat it? No, we don't have to be, but that shouldn't paralyze us.
Some states offer guidance on civility. In Minnesota, there's a dedicated task force and website. California's Institute for Local Government posts example codes of conduct online. They include obvious stuff like complying with the law and subtler things that are in fact vital, like sharing information. New Jersey, Michigan, and Tennessee also offer guidelines, but the Pennsylvania Municipal League addresses civility in part of just 1 hour-long video, and even though discord among local officials puts financial stability at risk, Pennsylvania's Act 47 program to help distressed cities sticks to strictly fiscal matters, it does not address how to repair or avoid toxic relationships. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.